And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. Let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a Wowzer Bowser Wednesday? Because God is in charge of this crazy bus called the Christian Journey. First, more than 25 years ago, our forefathers... More than 25 years ago, I had the privilege of preaching this message I'm going to share with you today. There's nothing revelatory or illuminary in it. It is a strong reminder for us to get it together with the divine perspective. Here's the truth of the matter. When we look at things, we look at things from our point of view. That's cute, but hardly ever right. What we need to do is have a change of mind, a repentance of sorts, in order to see it the right way. Next, we examine four different stories that will help us understand that when we see things, we need to use the right coordinates, or we'll be off track and off the path. It's very simple. Ready? Here you go. Ready? Go up to an elephant from the north. Go up to an elephant from the south. Going up to an elephant from the east and go up to an elephant from the west. Three of the four of these will be completely out of whack with the others. That's the truth. Finally, as we close this message out, this might be one of the most important points for Christians to understand. Many people will say, "Hey, Dave, I got saved, but you know, those first so many years, man, they were a complete waste of time. I did nothing good. Let me explain something to you. That is incorrect." What? Those times that took you prior, before you became a Christian? Those were a total waste of time. Incorrect. It may have taken those very prior years to get you to the very place where you could say yes to Jesus.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? And you can email us during the show, so that's cool. David@hemustincrease.org. Live, right now, you can email us. David@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. 0770. When you make that call, let me just say this right now, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite!
Dynamite! Talking to Dynamite D is like thinking about a worship song, and then you turn your radio on, and there it is.
Oh, wow, Dave.
That's a good one right there. You're like, oh, just thinking about this. That's so cool. Don't you like that? I like that. Here's the bottom line. You can call if you've got a praise report. You got something you want to share? You know what? We just talked about that the Lord delivers us from situations, puts our feet upon a rock, puts a new song in our heart, and then when other people hear it, they trust the Lord. So your testimonies, your praise reports help people advance towards the Lord. How good is that, right? Wow. Number two, maybe you've got a prayer request. You got, I got this going on. I'm trying to figure it out. So we're going to be praying for Abraham in a little bit. I'll give you an update on my brother in a little bit. We'll do all that in just a little bit. Not quite yet. But I want you guys to be aware. If you got something you need prayer for, do not hesitate to reach out to us. That's what we do. We pray for one another. We love one another. And so fulfill the law of Christ. These are the things that the Lord has called each one of us to do, to strengthen one another, to bless one another. I'll give you a perfect example. Don came in today, said hi to me, spent about 5 minutes with me, but it's just a blessing to see him, all right? And so he just puts that little smile on my face, and it just is, and it's just like, that's what we're supposed to do. That's our functionality, is to help and encourage and bless and to strengthen. That's what we're supposed to do. And then we also tell you got to answer trivia because we're mean. Okay, well, we're not mean, but, well, we're a little mean. Here it is. What was the name of Isaac's wife? What was the name of Isaac's wife? Was it Ruth, Rebecca, or Rachel? It's the R's. You like that one? Ruth, Rebecca, or Rachel? So there are R's. So you know whatever it is. It's got to be an R. That's not really a pirate joke. It's just an R. Is it the name of Isaac's wife, Ruth, Rebecca, or Rachel? That's what it is. We'll give you a chance to reach out to us. We do have somebody already on the line, but you can still call. That's all right. 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Let's go ahead and send that person through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. Will Rogers.
Hey, Will Rogers. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great now. It's been a rough few weeks gone by. That's why you hadn't heard from me.
I was wondering. I'm just not going to say a word other than praise the Lord you called. Perfect timing, perfect answer to prayer for me. So I just think it's awesome. And you're doing a little better now then? You're kind of on the upswing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Great to hear, my brother. That is great to hear. And I will say this because you'll appreciate this. There's only Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then summer's over. That's all I'm saying
to people. There's only Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and the heat may slow down.
Yeah, it's the slowdown is coming because it's coming. You want to know why? Because there's this thing called seasons. Anyway, so that's coming. All right, my brother, you ready to answer the trivia question?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. What was the name of Isaac's wife? Was it Ruth, Rebecca, or Rachel?
Well, let's see. Process of elimination. Ruth was Boaz's wife, a Moabite.
Correct.
Rachel was Jacob's wife, favorite wife with sister Leah. So I think it was Isaac's wife would be Rebecca.
That is correct, Amanda! Right you are, sir. And that is a, you know what? I liked how you did that process of elimination. That was pretty good, brother. That was a good way to do it. Like, that is good. Excellent job. We still want people praying for you, okay? So I just want you to, I know you're doing better, but I want you to keep doing better and stay in that good place, okay?
Well, I think we all need prayer, each and every one of us.
You got it. In fact, if you want, you can either hang on or hang up because I'm going to pray for everybody in mass. So it's up to you.
In mass.
Like in totality.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to pray. So you can hang up or hang on. It's up to you. Okay, I'm going to pray right now. Okay?
You pray.
Okay, you got it. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you and we praise you. I thank you for my brother. Will's just great, great brother, and just ask you to bless him. And thank you for that praise report. He's doing better, and that is a blessing for all of us to hear, and that helps us trust you more because we know you're working in people's lives we're connected to. It's just like, that's awesome, Lord. We so appreciate that. Lord, I just want to give up thanks for my brother. Didn't have as bad as a situation as he thought, pretty much kind of what they thought. And so that's a blessing. And so we thank you because everybody was praying for him as well. And we lift up our brother Abraham, who's going through it, feels the pressure on all sides, which probably identifies with about 50% of us, feeling pressure on all sides in all different ways as the warfare seems to get weirder and weirder and then sometimes even more intense, Lord. We just ask for your graciousness to fall upon Abraham, that he would wait patiently upon you without anxiety. They have a full confidence in you, not looking to people to be his solution, but looking wholly unto you. And Lord, that insight, every one of us needs that, Lord. We look to people to give us the answers when the answer is in the palm of your hand. And we keep thinking that you'll manipulate people to do things for us, and we got to stop doing that, Lord. We just lay it before you and say, do as you see fit. Accomplish this by the throne room of which you reign. And Lord, for all of us who are hurting and just trying to get through on another day, there needs to be an infusion of hope because some are operating with no hope. And Lord, hope is an anchor to our soul. You've taught us that. So Lord, restore hope where it's been stolen and help your people. Love on your people. You have so many wonderful thoughts about us. Love on us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Okay, excellent job by Will Rogers. We need to do our DNA, by the way, because we're just not going to forget our DNA. Dave's not going to forget it. And besides, this message I'm going to preach is so much fun. It's fun. That's right, I said fun. So we're doing our DNA. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. I just don't know how to say it any other way, except for you and I need to do it every day. I just made that up. Anyway, the bottom line is we need to do that, okay? Let's spend time with the Lord, separated time. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, 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 be ashamed of Jesus' words. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
OPM, other people matter. And why is that important? Because when you're doing that, you're doing what Jesus wants you to do. See that right there? See that? Oh, doing what Jesus wants me to do. Good idea. Yeah, I think so. All right, somebody else is on the line. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
David, it's your little brother.
Hey, little brother, what's going on?
Hey, I have a trivia answer for your question, and your dog's name is Levi.
Okay, and now that trivia one's for the tickets. Do you want the tickets, right?
No, I don't. Okay. I'm just messing up with you.
You're so bad.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm calling, I guess from last week, Lord put it in my heart, since I heard your advertisement that this is the month of September, we need to pray for people, and especially I felt like in my spirit that I need to be praying for our audience, especially those who are dealing with any sort of orthopedic issues. So I just want to throw it out that I'm committing myself for the month of September. I'm going to pray for all our brothers and sisters of the David Spoon family, those who are dealing with the orthopedic issues. As Lord reminds me, I'm going to pray for them this through month of September.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you know what? People, they need that. And, you know, it's a great specific targeted, you know, realm to be praying in. And our audience, they need that. And brother, I commend that. I commend you in that and just ask that the Lord bless, make that time that you pray for others, that he makes that a specially sweet fellowship time between you and him. That's Amen. What I pray.
Shall I say a quick prayer?
Yes. Do you want to pray it?
Yeah. Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you are awesome God and you are the very present help, Lord, and you are the... You are Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals, and by your stripes we are healed. And Lord, especially I want to lift up my brother and sister of the David Spoon family before your throne of grace, and especially those who are dealing with any kind of bone issue or orthopedic issue. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus on them, that by your stripes and by your blood that they are healed and well, and there is an improvement is taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I receive their healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Make it so. Yes. Excellent job. Excellent job. Good job. Stay sweet in that spot. I think the Lord is going to bless you in that and bless other people through it. So that's an excellent thing.
Thank you, Brother David.
All right. God bless, bro.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. So before we exit, we're going to exit. We are going to take a break because I'm going to just the way that it's setting up. But before we do, okay, so see how I set that up, right? Nice transition, right? In radio, they say, you're supposed to transition like this and like this. Yeah, whatever. Okay.
pretty much.
Yeah. You just see me. I mean, this is how I am, folks. You might as well just get over it.
Well, let me say this, Dave. We're not any radio show. We're the Davis Spoon Experience. And we're different. I think we know that.
It is an experience. I mean, it is different. But I'm not saying that as a brand. It's just different because it is. We're just like, yeah, who cares? All right. We've got these tickets. Now, these tickets that we've been talking about for SMU football, and I want to make sure everybody understands. Now, Don is going to get back to me, but I might have been wrong, and I think he's going to verify this with me. Don said that there were 4 tickets, so not 2 tickets. So he's going to, you know, so I'm kind of like waiting on that verification. But if you want free tickets and a parking pass to the game on the 16th of September, so we're talking a week from Saturday, 16th of September. By the way, the game is at 6 p.m., so you don't have to get there at 3 in the morning, so that's nice. And then you got the parking passes. And so what we're going to do, because Samson gave the answer, gave one of the answers for the dog, is if you can tell me what city I started radio in.
Not a bad one, Dave.
That's a good one. If you can tell me what city I started radio in, you can either call, text, or email if you want the tickets. Now, if you don't want the tickets, you don't have to answer that trivia question because this is for somebody who wants to do it. And the tickets are for Prairie View A&M Panthers at SMU Mustangs football game. So you're talking about Saturday, 6 p.m., September 16th. Tickets plus a parking pass. You have to be able to answer the one question, where did I start my radio stuff? That might be a nice way to say that, like my radio experience. That's a good way to say that. And then you can either call in, okay, and this anytime, but you got to do it during the show, 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483 or send an email. And if you do that, and you're the first one, you answer correctly where I started my radio career, you will get, from what we can bet, 4 tickets to SMU, the SMU football game on the 16th, plus a parking pass. There you go. That is as
that's
clear.
That's not bad right there.
That's pretty good right there. That's pretty good. You better remember that the SMU moving up, right? Moving up.
They are moving up, Dave.
And I said to Don, I said, people better watch the games now because when it gets to Michigan level, we're not giving tickets
right
away.
That's real.
Know. That ain't going to happen. All right. Anyway, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
I was driving down I-30 yesterday. And it was stop and go traffic. There's, I guess, an accident up ahead. So I was putting along at 20 miles an hour, 15 miles an hour, and this little sports car would speed up and get right beside me, and then he'd fall back. You know, just kind of we're shuffling back and forth. He'd go and I'd go and he'd go and I'd go. And I just was watching out of the corner of my eye and just kind of mindlessly driving at 20 miles an hour. And then all of a sudden, I hear this little beep, 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 beep. And I said, uh-oh, what did I do? And I looked out of the corner of my eye, and he drove right up next to me. He had his windows rolled down, and he gave me a big old thumbs up. And I said, what's he giving me a thumbs up for? I was kind of expecting, when you have somebody honking at you, you're expecting something else, you know? And then I realized I have that bumper sticker on yours that's, God created the universe. He can write a book. And then he just sped off. He slowly drove off at 20 miles an hour. But I just thought that was neat. That's the first time that anybody's really gives a thumbs up for a bumper sticker. Usually people that have bumper stickers, it's to hold their bumper on their car. But
that is
I just
awesome.
Wanted to share that story.
That is an awesome story. First of all, it's really good that he gave you a thumbs up and didn't use any other fingers. So let's just say that's for sure. And then the other part about that is that that's cool because whether he's listening to the show or not, he agrees with you, knows that that's true. Hey, look, God created the universe. The dude can write a book. Let's just get that. Well, let's get that squared away, you know?
Yes. And you know what? He might be listening to the story, to the radio now.
That's exactly right. What a blessing. That's cool. And we do have those bumper stickers. You know, we only have so many, but we're going to do an ambassador program, and that'll give people an opportunity to put the bumper sticker on their car if they want to, and nobody wants you to do anything to your car you don't want to. But I really, really appreciate you sharing that story. And that is a great story. And see, every time we're in traffic, we think something bad's going to happen. Instead, hey, there was something good that happened. Somebody standing with you in the faith, perhaps a fellow listener saying, right on. Just right. That's the right target. I bet that blessed you at the moment, didn't it?
It sure did.
Yeah.
It sure did.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a great story. I mean, I love that. Oh, good job. good job in being an ambassador just by sharing that bumper sticker and just by proclaiming the truth. Some people will read that and they might go, oh, I don't know, but it sure challenges a lot of people, doesn't it? It's like, oh, you got to think that through, don't you?
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where I do believe we have a winner for the football. Is that correct?
Winning winner, chicken dinner.
Okay, winner is taken care of, so that will be done for now. So we'll give that opportunity later down the road for Howard Ball to pick what game he wants to go to because of that little mishap, and then we'll get it squared away. Here's your next trivia question. This is a very interesting trivia question. Okay. You're going to get one of two choices. Who was Jezebel's husband? Was it King Joash or King Ahab? Who was Jezebel? And please don't say, King, I'm sorry I married her. Because I think we would all get that. Okay. 972-445-0770. That is the number to call. 214-210-8483. That is the number to text. And then david@hemusincrease.org. Who was Jezebel's husband? Was it King Joash or was it King Ahab? There is the question. I can't give a hint on that because it's just too...
That doesn't need a hint, Dave.
That does not. Although I have such a great hint, but I just can't use it. Okay. Elle says, Shaq. Anyway, okay, so we'll just go on. So we're going to go into the teaching because if I don't, we'll never get there, and I do really want to do this, and this is some fascinating material, and I just want us to kind of... What's the word I'm looking for? I want us to understand that the element that we get into when we teach, I do a lot of perspective teachings, okay? Like I do a lot of teachings that have to do with perspective. So I want to talk about this in a very simplistic fashion. Here's the first fashion I want to bring it up. I'm going to pull this out of John chapter 9. So I want you guys to, you know, if you have it in your Bibles, you can look there. John chapter 9, we're going to go verses basically 1 through 3. And I'm going to show you something that's really, really important. And this could actually just be all you need, but it's got to be reinforced. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Verse 3, neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. Okay, so pretty important for you guys to understand why they would ask that question, because all of us would go, what? Like, we would be like, why are you asking that question? It's such a bizarre question. Okay, so we already know there's no there is an age of accountability in the scriptural reference, which has to do with the circumcision process. Okay, and here's a big part of that: there should be no suffering deserved when there's no iniquity. A child in the womb is not committing iniquity. I mean, there's if you need somebody to define that for you theologically, you need help. Okay, and here's the reason I'm saying that: because the Pharisees, listen to this, believed that there could either be womb sin, okay, which is like, how bizarre is that? Pre-existent sin, which is even 10 times more bizarre than womb sin, or parental sin, which is really the only one you could even look at, as like the parents did something and so on and so forth. And what did Jesus say? That's what Jesus said. Well, did the parents sin, or did the baby sin, or was it like it was a pre-existent sin? Was it sin in the womb? Was it because of the parents? No, 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 no. And so what is it that the disciples were missing? They were trying to affix blame for the suffering that took place, which you could, in fact, say original sin was a process in it. You could probably make that theological argument. But again, you know what you're doing? Missing the big picture. What's the big picture? Neither this man nor his parents sinned. But this happened so that the works of God might be displayed. Now, well, that doesn't seem fair. Tough. Well, that doesn't seem tough. Well, that's tough. You keep going, because every answer is going to be the same. Are you telling me that God would allow blindness on somebody so that his name can be glorified and Jesus could do a miracle? Yes. You want me to say it again? Yes. I don't think that's fair. Tough. It's never going to change. It's not ever going to be any different. And here's the problem with that. Problem is when people don't like it. Tough. You think I'm kidding? No. Let me give you another example. I'm just going to go right into it, and I'm going to use this so that I can't read the whole thing because it's long, but listen to this. All right? This is in 1 Samuel, so I'm just taking you through it so you can. There was a Benjamite, a man whose name was Kish, son of Abiel, son of Zur. He had a son named Saul, a handsome young man, as could be found anywhere in Israel, and he was a head taller than everyone else, which is saying he was super tall. Verse 3, now the donkeys belonging to Saul's father Kish were lost. And Kish said to his son Saul, take one of the servants with you and go and look for the donkeys. Okay, do you understand what happened? The donkeys were lost, right? Saul's dad Kish said, go find the donkeys. Okay, donkeys are gone. Now some commentators think that they were lost because of Saul, whatever. I don't care. Forget that. Now watch. Okay. Watch. All right. What they thought was going to happen was they were going to go hunt for the donkey. Can you just see that? There's nothing to this, right? Go find the donkeys. I'm going to find the donkeys.
What scripture is that, Dave?
So that is 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 3 and 4. Actually, it's just verse 3. 1 Samuel 9:3. Now the donkeys belonging to Saul's father Kish were lost, and Kish said to his son Saul, take one of the servants with you and go and look for the donkeys. Okay, go look for the donkeys. Now stay in that same chapter and go to verse 15. Now watch this. Now the day before Saul came, the Lord had revealed this to Samuel. About this, verse 16, about this time I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin. Anoint him ruler over my people Israel. He will deliver them from the hand of the Philistines. I have looked upon my people, for their cry has reached me. That's to Samuel. Now I'm going to go back to verse 3. What was Saul doing? Saul was like, come on, bud, we got to go find the lost donkeys. Here I go, I'm going to find a donkey, yay. Okay, nobody's really thrilled about finding a donkey, so let's not get weird about that. But then look at verse 15 and 16. God is saying to Samuel, hey, I'm sending you this guy, and you're going to anoint him king. So now here's what I want you to see. On the human side of things, Saul is a pet detective because he's looking for the donkeys. On the divine side of things, God is sending Saul to Samuel so Samuel can anoint him king. So on the one side, this guy's looking for lost animals. On the other side, God is getting ready to anoint a king. Do you see how we miss the big picture? I know you get this. You're just like going, wait. Now just think about how absolutely, I want to say ludicrous because it's just, you know, because, but just like, okay, the guy is looking for lost animals, but God is coordinating anointing a king. Now tell me all about your circumstance. Wait. Now tell me everything about your circumstance, how you understand it completely. Okay? Because no, you don't. Okay? I mean, no, you don't.
Dave, I mean, just what do you say to that? Wow.
Just think about, I mean, I do think there's humor in this because he could have lost any other kind of animal. I always think that God uses donkeys as jokes in certain things, but that's just me. It's how I see it. But, you know, lost animals, go find the donkeys. I'm going to anoint him king. It's just so funny. All right, the answer to the trivia question, before I lose my mind, is who was Jezebel's husband? Was it King Joash or King Ahab? And the answer is King Ahab. That was the answer that you were looking for. We'll take our break and then come back because there's so much more. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill. Can't stand the shame.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit, whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
Couple things I think we'll open up with. I've decided to open up with a story that I wasn't going to open up with because it's such an outrageous story. But it's not an outrageously super bad story. It's an outrageously super dumb story. There's a big difference. Bad is when I tell you, which I'll be telling you probably in the next segment, how the federal government is creating a database to track down hate speech as they define it.
That's bad.
We'll talk about that a little bit. This is dumb, but it's funny dumb. Dumb, ha-ha, funny, but not entirely. Get this. Now, I'm holding a picture in my hand. You can't see it. But there are four monkeys in this picture that I'm holding. And the headline reads this. Millions in taxpayer money used to study drunken monkeys. No, really. Drunken monkeys. And you're thinking, no, you're making that up. Nope. Federal government reportedly has spent $3.2 million so far in order to get monkeys drunk in order to study the effect of alcohol on the monkeys. I don't know. See, I don't know where you're even going to go. Where are you going to go with this?
I'm going nowhere, Dave. I got nothing to
there's
say.
There's no comment that anybody can make.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here's your next trivia question. Speaking of donkeys, which prophet foretold that the Messiah would come to Jerusalem on a donkey? Was it Zechariah, Joel, or Malachi? Zechariah, Joel, or Malachi? Which prophet foretold that the Messiah would come to Jerusalem on a donkey? So it's a prophetic utterance, okay? Was it Zechariah, Joel, or Malachi? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So lots going on there. I want to give props, of course, to Ginny Johnson and to Joanna Cordelia, tearing it up on the triv. Always, as always, you guys are doing fantastic. Okay, so if you think you know the answer to that trivia question, which prophet foretold the Messiah would come to Jerusalem on a donkey? On a donkey. Zechariah, Joel, or Malachi? Okay. Now, before we get back into the teaching, because we might not break now that I'm looking at the time, I have to do this. I have to do at least this one joke. Is that terrible? Okay. I have to do this one joke because this is just a good joke.
At least the one.
At least the one. Okay. All right. Now listen. So I've got three. I'm only going to do one, but just listen. And yes, it's funny. Okay. A young soldier was on guard duty one night, and he did his best to stay awake. But he soon drifted off and suddenly woke up and found his superior standing next to him. Knowing the penalty for falling asleep while on duty, the soldier lowered his head one more time and said, "Amen." You see, now that's a funny joke. Come on, people.
I give you that one.
That is a, come on. He's just, amen. That's okay. All right, we're done with that. All right, so trivia question, then we'll go right into the teaching. Which prophet foretold that the Messiah would come to Jerusalem on a donkey? Zechariah, Joel, or Malachi? If you know the answer, 972-445-0770. Also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So as you know, one of the teachings that we do on the show on Mondays is Job. Right? And we're not going to rehash that overall right now, but I will tell you that I'm doing my study in chapter 38, which is God first responding to Job. Oh, boy. I think a lot of people maybe have read Job 1 and 2 and then maybe just the last little bit, but boy, chapter 38 just kind of sets everything in motion. But anyway, I just want you to think about Job and, you know, his situation. I don't want you to get too deep with me, but I want you to think about this premise. Job didn't realize that God was bragging about him and thought that there was some kind of judgment coming against him, right? I mean, that's what he thought. He didn't realize there was a whole thing going on that was beyond his capacity of understanding. And you think, okay, but that was Job, and that's in the book of Job. Right, but Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10 says this. Referring to God, his intent was now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God, manifold means many-sided, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in heavenly realms. Now, just listen. This is so important. God's intent is that through the church, who's the church? You are. You're the church. Through the church, who? You. The many-sided wisdoms of God should be shown to the rulers and authorities in heavenly realms. Here's what I want you to pick up on. You know how Job didn't know what was going on from the bragging point of view, but he was like, I'm being judged, right? That was Job's kind of initial thing, right? After it's not his initial. After chapters 1 and 2, from 3 to 31, you know, wah. I mean, that's the truth. You might as well just deal with it. That's the reality. But he didn't realize there was stuff taking place in spiritual realms. Hey, guess what? You go through that too. What do you mean, Dave? God's intent is that through the church, that's you, the many-sided wisdoms of God will be shown to the rulers and authorities in heavenly realms. God uses your life to demonstrate his wisdoms to beings you have never seen. Yes, William Shakespeare, all the world's a stage. You bet it is. You think he just made that up? Oh, he's just poetic. No, he had his moments, but he had some insights too. You are on stage. Guess what? Everything you say and do and think is on heavenly TV. And God shows his wisdom in your life to other beings you have never met. That's example number 4. It's like, just like, I don't know if I want you to keep going, Dave. It's like, yeah. So stop thinking you understand it all, because you know what? You don't. Okay? We'll slow it right there. We're not going to actually break, but we're going to take this call because somebody's ready to answer the triv. Is that right? Yep. All right. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Tom.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Oh, doing very well. Thank you. Thank you for your blessed ministry.
Well, thank you so much. I greatly, greatly appreciate you saying that. That's very kind of you. Are you ready for this one? I'm gonna lay it out before you. All right, here we go.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
All right. I'll ask you the question.
Prophet Zachariah.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you the question, then you can give us the answer. Okay.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Yeah. Which prophet foretold that the Messiah would come to Jerusalem on a donkey? Was it Zechariah, Joel, or Malachi?
It is Zechariah.
That is correct, Vanessa! You are 100% correct. And that is awesome.
You.
Yeah, that's like, it was really funny, of course, we just did that teaching on the donkey just before. But it's just really, it's amazing. It's like he came lowly. I mean, Jesus, he could have, I mean, he had the right, quote unquote, to come in forcefully, but he came humbly. And that's what scripture says, before honor is humility. And that's a big part of the way that it comes. The first coming was humble. The second coming will be in honor.
Yes.
That's awesome. Excellent. Did you know that right away, by the way? Did you just like, I know that one?
Yes, I knew.
Yeah.
Yes, I knew.
Good job.
Yeah,
man.
I already gave 3 options. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I think that the Malachi one was a little tough because it was like, Malachi, he's not in that.
I did a study on Malachi recently, so I knew it was not there.
Yeah, great job. That's great. That's what people do. They do the process of elimination. Unless I give you a hint, like I did one thing on a king, and then I said King Midas. I don't think you need a lot on that one. I think that's not.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
You, David.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye bye. What a great call. Okay, so now, I don't know. What do we do? I don't know. It's like,
your call.
Let's break, and then we'll come back, and then we'll finish this up. But we've already given 3 examples, and I got 1 yet to go. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then, the show starts. And you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience, only for the brave of heart and the board.
My next guest has been on the show before with a prior book. I'm very excited to talk to him about this book. I've seen a couple of the interviews that he's done, and this book is a great apologetic book on Christology, and I'm hoping that people will really enjoy this. First and foremost, let's welcome back to our show David Limbaugh. David, how are you doing, sir?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Excellent book, by the way. Big props for writing
Thank
The True
you.
Jesus, Uncovering the Divinity of Christ in the Gospels. I know they give me a list, and I know you know they give a list for us to ask questions, but if you remember from the last time you were on the show, I rarely look at that list.
So, no, that's good. That's
yeah, because I like to get from you as the author, you know, kind of where it was going and what you were thinking. So let's just talk about at the core level, you know, for the purpose of writing this book, what was the big goal you were trying to accomplish in writing The True Jesus?
Well, I started out, I wanted to write a primer, a survey, an introduction to the New Testament. And as I got into it, I realized that I could not cover it adequately with sufficient depth. So I asked the publisher, Regnery, if I could narrow the focus to just the Gospels, because the Gospels are where you see the living Son of God and you encounter him. And you sit at his feet and hear his teachings and you watch him and you observe his behavior and his authoritative teaching and his empathy for human beings. And you see his declaration of divinity. And why he led the Jewish authorities to want to crucify him, because he was, in fact, claiming to be God, because he is God. And so I want his divinity and his full humanity to jump off the pages of my book. And the book is a compendium of the four Gospels in a consolidated account, not attempting to be a harmony, which you can't totally do. And in a roughly chronological form, the ultimate goal, and with a running commentary, the ultimate goal is I want to inspire people to read the Gospels and the Bible for themselves.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. What we're going to do is our trivia question, then we're going to send you up to the website, because we forgot to do that, because I'm over 60 and I'm entitled to forget.
I'm starting to use that line
more. And that's a good one, Dave. You earned it.
It's just a good one right there. All right, here's your trivia question. It's between one or two of these. Who got stuck and hung from a thick branch or thick branches of the oak tree? Who got stuck and hung from thick branches of the oak tree? Was it Saul or Absalom? Saul or Absalom got their head stuck. Saul or Absalom? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So I am going to send you up to the website. In sending you up to the website, I just want you to be aware of this one really important thing. Donations are really, really helpful. Thank you. All right, check it out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Yes, yeah, the story of my life. Right there. All righty. Here we go. Somebody's ready to answer their trivia question. Fire on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
Good, Gary. You sound a little better than yesterday. I'll tell you that. I don't know if you're feeling better, but you sound better.
I went to the doctor. I just got in from the doctor.
Ah, did it go okay? Was it?
Yeah, it did. I have to arrange rides to get a ride over there and a ride back, and yeah. So that all went well, and the appointment went well. So
good. I'm very, very glad to hear that. And everybody who's listening to me, one of the people you got to be praying for is Gary, because he's one of the people we are in connection with him, and you want to labor with him in prayer, right? We want the Lord to heal you, not just to encourage you, right? That's the big thing, right? All right, first let's get this done. who got stuck and hung from thick branches of an oak tree? Was it Saul or Absalom?
It was David's handsome son, Absalom.
That is correct, Amundo! Yeah, that's, I mean, you just look at that and you think, yeah, well, you know what? That guy kind of deserved that. It's terrible to say that, but it's like, he had a big head, so maybe that just worked out fine. That's kind of how I feel about it.
You didn't lose any sleep over it.
Yeah, no. It's just like one of those, like, wow. I mean, that's, just so many bad things that happened in there. But, yeah, I get it. But it's a great job on that one. Let me pray over you real quickly. I'm just going to ask the Lord to keep healing you. I know you didn't call in for that, but I'm still going to pray for you because I love to pray for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Father, I just bless my brother Gary. I just thank you for him. He's just a blessing, kind of a person who just is before us, that you've brought into our lives, that we have this love for and this appreciation for. And Lord, we want you to heal him. He does sound better, Lord. I think that's great. But that's not enough. We want him to be healed, 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 healed in the name of Jesus, where only you will get the honor and the glory. Please heal my brother. We do want you to bless him, but we want you to heal him. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, and I'll continue to pray for all of you, and God bless you.
Thank you, brother. You take care.
Bye.
All right. Excellent job. Excellent job. Now, look, now I'm on a tight time frame, so we're going right to it. So don't duck. Okay, so we've covered three groups here. We've covered, you know, Jesus coming across the blind guy. You've got Saul going out with the donkeys and finding out that God had actually called him out to be a king. You know that Job didn't know what was going on, and then the Lord makes it quite clear, hey, we don't know what's going on. And so we just kind of wind that down. We don't want to miss any of this. I do want you to be aware that, you know, there's other examples that we could use. I don't think it's difficult for most people to understand that, look, we think we know what is going on, but we don't always know what's going on. So let's just use a couple of truths to stand firm. Truth number one, Romans 8:28, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Is God done in your situation, or is he working for the good? Is God working it to be good? And it's just so simple. Do you believe that that's the quality of the God you serve? Or do you believe that you just deserve the worst? 2 Corinthians 2:14, thanks be unto God, who always leads us as captives unto Christ's triumphal procession. Even when we're in this captive state, he leads us out into this triumphant state. Are you done with that? No. How about this? Giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Why? Because God is working everything out. Just think about this. Think about this. John chapter 6, verse 5 through 6. Example number four, when Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread for all these people? He asked him this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. God already knows what he's going to do. That doesn't mean he won't ask you a question. That doesn't mean he won't say to you, what should we do? And have you go, oh, I don't know, we can't afford it. We can't do it. See, but Jesus already had something in mind, already something in the plan, already something to go. And so we go through stuff and we ask the Lord, what are we going to do about this? How are we going to pay for this? How's this going to happen? I don't understand. We don't get it. It's this. It's crazy. It's this, this, this. And God's like, I already have something in mind, David. Be quiet. Or at least give me honor and trust me. Or at least, David, stop complaining and start believing that I really do have your best interests in mind. And what I want you to understand is, listen, nothing you go through is wasted. I know, I know, I know. But I could have done this and I could have done this. Yeah, but without the prodigal leaving, he wouldn't have had the understanding and appreciation to come back. Let's just understand this. How does God waste anything when Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 says Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He didn't even throw Satan out. Nothing is wasted by God. That's why, of course, I think he's more Jewish than you think. But that's not the point. What I'm trying to get into your mind and heart is there's nothing that God allows in your life that doesn't have a weaving of purpose, of a plan. And he already knows what he's going to do. You and me, we don't know. We don't know. And because we don't know, then we either try to control, guess, you know, just start throwing in things there that you do. So you might have a tendency to say, take charge. You might have a tendency to give up. You know, just prepare for the worst. You know what I'm saying? Any of our defensive actions. Hey, guess what? God knows exactly what he's going to do in your life with you in a situation that you don't understand. Because he's committed to you. And you just answer, ask and answer real quickly. Do you deserve it? No. But does he do it? Yes. Why? Because he loves you. And so you think you're going out to look for lost donkeys. God is, I'm going to anoint this guy king. And that's really a pretty good analogy in the overall sense of applying it to ourselves, because we keep thinking we're just trying to find something that's lost, and God's just saying, I'm getting ready to drop an anointing on you. Wow. Isn't that different? And it's like, yeah. We just need to understand God wastes nothing. There's nothing. He's like, but Dave, I could have done this. I could have done this. God allowed the sequence of your life to do the things that he has done, that he is doing, and he will yet do. And he knows every time frame ever. He's gotcha. The idea is for us to get that he's got us. Okay? He's got you covered. He's got your back. Right? That's simple. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Taking a 22.5-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.